Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
We are really pleased with an exceptionally good set of results for this year. We did experience some issues, as everybody knows, in our UK structures and scaffolding units, which unfortunately pulled our overall numbers down below expectations. And without those issues, we would have exceeded expectations. So leaving aside those issues in the UK, and very specifically in structures and scaffolding units, we had an exceptionally strong year with very good organic growth. So in overall terms, yes, we are very pleased with how 2018 has turned out.
But 2018 was a good year for Arena. We had £26 million of revenue growth in total. Roughly half of that was from our core organic business. That was a combination of new contracts and extra revenue from existing customers. And the other half of the growth was from the acquisitions we made during the year. In terms of profit, our adjusted EBITDA was up from 10.4 million to 12.1. And importantly, we look at earnings per share, and we had good 19% growth there from 3.1 pence to 3.7 pence per share. We have a strong balance sheet, a very comfortable level of debt, which is just around 1.6 times our adjusted EBITDA. And we operate with negative working capital due to the structure of our contracts and our payment terms with major customers. Given the strong earnings growth we had in 2018, we've also increased the dividend from 1.35 to 1.5 pence per share. That's an 11% increase. And we expect the dividend to keep growing as the business grows in the next few years. One of the strengths of our business is our underlying contract base of multi-year contracts. And we have recently renewed a number of those contracts. So we have very good visibility, not just into 2019, but all the way through to 2024.
The operational issues in the UK were very much limited to the structures and scaffolding business units. All other business units, including the acquisitions that we did last year, have performed to and slightly above expectations. And as I also said, without those issues in the UK, we would have been above expectations in the group as a whole. So what have we done? Well, very simply taken very fast and directive action. We have identified the issues that caused the problems. Part of that was management, and we have now corrected that by putting in an entire new senior executive team in the UK, including a chief executive, a new finance director, and operations director. Part of the problems, and indeed where the problems started to occur, was when we merged our seating and structures business in the UK at the start of last year. And that, in retrospect, has not gone well. And from that, things mushroomed as we began to get into our busy season in the very end of the summer and the start of the last quarter last year, with the delivery of two very big golf jobs, both in foreign countries, France and Sweden. And as a result of that, the issues that arose as a result of the integration of seating and structures started to manifest themselves as we started to do much higher levels of revenue at a busy time of the year in two countries we hadn't worked in before. And all of that mushroomed into that there were significant changes that we needed to make in order to ensure that this couldn't happen again. Well, we've had very good organic growth last year. As a group, 13% overall. Particularly strong organic growth in North America, 34% organic growth in North America, and 24% organic growth in the Middle East Asia. So in organic growth terms, we're very, very pleased with those very strong numbers. And we're doing that by, well, the market as a whole is increasing. The need for and the demand for live audience events is growing. And we're participating in that growth by what we call the Arena Standard. So we've got a great reputation for delivering high-end, premium-quality events in the UK. And that's how we've been growing the business, is moving that standard, with the Arena Standard, overseas to our 18 depots across 8 countries. So with clients like IMG, European Tour, Asian Tour, US Tour, Art Central, they are looking to leverage off our strong UK reputation in countries from Hong Kong through to the west coast of America, delivering the Arena Standard, which is high-end, premium and quality product, great people, strong track record on on-time delivery with a very big focus on health and safety. So we're growing the business by being in new countries, by offering the Arena Standard, leveraging off new opportunities in new regions. We're very fortunate to have very strong repeat business. So 70% odd of our business every year is already contracted or recurring by the time we open our doors on the 1st of January. And again, that's working with our customers. We've got long-term relationships. Wimbledon, for example, over 40 years, the Open for over 30 years. So when we get into working with a client, we create this partnership using the Arena standard, using our reputation for delivery of on time every time, to gain their trust, gain their confidence. And in return, they give us these multi-year, long-term recurring contracts. So every year when we open the doors, we've got a very strong base of business on the back of those relationships, of those partnerships, and those long-term contracts. 2018 was a big year for acquisitions, 8 acquisitions in total, 4 in the UK, small bolt-on product extensions, really, to increase our product offering to our existing client base and indeed new clients. So we acquired a business in the mass participation sports arena. That's things like marathons, Tough Mudders, Pretty Mudders, triathlons. We acquired a business in the specialized furniture for rock and roll concerts, green rooms. We acquired a business that does refrigeration, ice rooms for cold rooms for events. And finally, a business called Bash Bars, which is a specialized bar for high-end premium events around London particularly. It's a very strong year for new contract wins, both in the Middle East, particularly in the US. In the Middle East, a multi-year contract for the Dubai Desert Classic, a premium end golf event in that part of the world. We've got a contract for the inaugural Saudi Arabia golf event for the next few years. Moving to the Americas, a new contract to supply the Farmers Insurance golf event on the west coast of America for the next 6 years. And a contract to supply seating, tiered seating, for the PGA Championships for the next 7 years, starting with the US PGA Championship in Bethpage this summer, and indeed for the Ryder Cup in 2020 up in our backyard in Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. 2019 is a year of consolidation. We're going to continue to integrate the 8 acquisitions that we did last year. That's first and foremost. A lot of that is already done, a bit more to do. Very pleased with the 2 larger acquisitions. The one in the Middle East has expanded our product offering there to the services of exhibitions and graphics. That is moving along nicely. It was our last acquisition in 2018. On the West Coast, we acquired Stuart Rentals, and that gave us our first footprint on the West Coast of America, and really pleased how that is going. Not necessarily from a cost synergies perspective, but from a revenue synergies perspective, because having that West Coast presence now allows us to supply economically major events that we might not have been able to do before. So the AT&T Pro-Am, for example, the Farmers Insurance, Super Bowl down on the in Atlanta, for example. So all those kind of larger jobs that are more West Coast orientated now being able to be provided from our West Coast presence. And we expect a robust, solid performance in 2019 in advance and in preparation for a pretty huge 2020 with the Ryder Cup in Wisconsin, as I've mentioned, with the return of the US Open next year and the Olympics in 2020 in Tokyo, where we already have secured significant contracts for that event. So with all of that, 2019 puts us in a very strong position to prepare and plan for an even stronger 2020, and we face the future with confidence.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.